You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Kevin Bui, just 16, tracks down his stolen iPhone to exact revenge on the thief. He tracks the phone's general location to a Colorado home and breaks in with two friends while the Dial family sleeps. The three teen boys douse the walls of the home with gas and set the home on fire. Three family members jump from a second-story window to safety, but three adults and two babies die in the fire. The Dial family had nothing to do with the phone theft.
Nancy, the victims were identified as Jibril Dial, his wife Aja, and their two-year-old Khadija. Dial's sister Hassan and her newborn Hawa were also killed. Accomplice Gavin Seymour was also 16 at the time of the arson, while Dylan Siebert was just 14. All three teens accepted plea deals lowering their charges.
Ringleader Kevin Bui now sentenced to 60 years in prison. Accomplices Dylan Siebert and Gavin Seymour get 10 and 40 years behind bars. Florida cops search for David Jackson, 31, wanted for assault and multiple weapons charges. A tip comes in, Jackson's inside a Pensacola home, and law enforcement search the house. Just as cops begin to think their info is bad, an officer opens a dryer and finds Jackson hiding inside the drum. They have to help him get out of the dryer and into handcuffs. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in California say a man being held on charges related to a 2022 mass shooting in the state capitol has been found dead in his cell. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
According to a statement released on social media by the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office, the 29-year-old male prisoner died around 2:15 a.m. on June 8th while being held at the Sacramento County Main Jail. Our friends with the San Francisco Chronicle are reporting that public defender Norman Dawson identified the man as Smiley Martin. Dawson says his client was awaiting trial on three felonies related to a shooting that occurred in Sacramento on April 3rd, 2022, an attack that left six people dead and 12 injured, including two of the alleged shooters. It was while performing a cell check that jail authorities discovered an unresponsive prisoner. The sheriff's office says that Martin was pronounced dead despite the efforts of deputies and later fire department personnel to revive him. The sheriff's office stated it will investigate the matter and said that the Sacramento County Coroner's Office will determine the man's cause of death and disclose his identity upon notification of his nearest kin. In a written statement, Dawson said that Martin was, quote, fighting to defend his innocence in the preliminary hearing process at the time of death. During the 2022 shooting, more than 100 rounds were fired in quick succession in a downtown entertainment district close to the state capitol building. As nightclubs and bars closed for the evening, two gang-affiliated groups of men opened fire, sending hundreds of people running for their lives. Officials stated at the time that there were at least five gunmen involved. The then 27-year-old Martin was hospitalized after sustaining gunshot wounds and was later arrested.
Martin faced charges of murder, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and possession and transport of a machine gun. Now to Louisiana, where under legislation enacted in recent days, judges in the state might order surgical castration for those found guilty of sex crimes against minors. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
If signed into law by Governor Jeff Landry, Louisiana would apparently be the first state to implement such a penalty. The bill, giving courts the authority to sentence someone to surgical castration once they have been found guilty of certain serious sex crimes against a child under the age of 13, including rape, incest, and molestation, was enacted by the state legislature. Though the punishment is rarely issued, judges in Louisiana have had the authority to sentence anyone found guilty of such offenses to chemical castration for more than 16 years. Medication that inhibits testosterone production is used in chemical castration to decrease sex drive. Opponents of the law have argued that chemical castration is a, quote, cruel and unusual punishment, and have questioned the procedure's efficacy.
A few legislators in Louisiana have questioned whether the penalty is excessively severe for a person who may have committed just one offense.
Thanks, John. Jewel Sykes, 37, lives with her boyfriend in Weldon, North Carolina. Her three children live with their grandma, Lisa Sykes. Jewel doesn't speak with her mom every day, but Grandma Lisa gets concerned when Jewel doesn't call on her own son's birthday. When Jewel doesn't answer her mother's calls, Lisa reports her missing. There's been no activity on Jewel's bank account for over a week. Her social media is all shut down. Several people report possible sightings of Jewel, but none confirmed. Jewel's boyfriend refuses to speak with cops. Jewel Sykes, now missing a year. Jewel, African-American, 5'7", 180 pounds, usually wears a black wig and a bob or a long wavy style. There's a $15,000 reward for info in Jewel's disappearance. If you have info, call Weldon, North Carolina PD, 252-536-3136. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.